Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with PRN pit reporter Andrew Curlin. Then we'll speak with Western PA racer Colton Walters. And we'll have a conversation with Lucas Oil Series on Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start by congratulating Illinois' Dirt Super Late Model racer Jason Fager on his victory all the way down in Australia last weekend. At Georgia at Screven, Brandon Overton, Cody Overton, Wyatt Coffey, and Walker Windham all getting the checkers. Hunt Brothers Pizza driver Keelan Harvick parking his race car in victory lane at Florence, South Carolina. Florida at Henry County, Davey Franick and Jaden Bowling getting the checkers. Larry White and Jessica Powers the same at Alltech. Now the Legends, USAC, NASCAR, World of Outlaws all racing down in Florida. Check US Legends TV, Dirt Vision, and Flow Racing for updates. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Now, you may have caught his voice last year in his rookie year, but now we're getting the seasoned side of Performance Racing Network pit reporter Andrew Curlin. Hey, Andrew, welcome back to PRN and welcome to the show. Echo Park Speedway coming up, Auto Trader 400 weekend, February 20th through the 22nd, next weekend. You got to be pumped about that one, but it's one of those tricky pit roads. What can you tell us that makes that pit road unique?
I'm just pumped. I mean, the start of the season is here. I'm so sick and tired of the off season. I just want to get cars back on track. And Echo Park Speedway, I think, is one of the best products that we have right now. And what makes it really exciting is you're going to get action in the turns, but every single pit stop you make will be important. That pit road is super unique in the fact that you have to enter on the back straightaway. You really don't want to pit under green if you have the option to. So I would expect most people to come down under yellow. It's going to be an action-packed pit road. And the decision-making that goes on pit road is going to be big because as we have learned each weekend that we've gone there and each time, tires and handling come into play more and more and more. And you don't see the normal fuel-only stops that you would see at Daytona Talladega. So it's very much a driver's race, and it's very much a crew chief's race, which I think makes it exciting from my perspective.
Auto Trader 400 weekend at Echo Park Speedway next weekend, February 20th through the 22nd. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with PRN pit reporter Andrew Curlin. And, man, you've already got the season started, though. I saw some videos coming out of Bowman Gray Stadium in the rain. You were out there working it and checking in with the fans. What was that fan energy like in that experience?
I loved it. I love that track. I love that NASCAR goes to Bowman Gray. And after the sleet and the freezing rain came in and it was still raining, I went out into the grandstands and I can't blame the people that left because that is a very cold experience to sit through. But everyone that was out there was on their feet. They were glued into the action, freezing cold, wet from the freezing rain, but they were having a great time. And that's very much a NASCAR fan's racetrack. And I thought the cautions every lap, it became a little bit frustrating to watch, but I think it's a great place to hold the clash.
And I think it was great that you were out there with the fans. We're chatting with PRN pit reporter Andrew Curlin about Echo Park Speedway coming up next weekend, the Auto Trader 400 weekend. By the way, Brandon Hutchison, the tracks GM, says weather's going to be perfect no matter what. So we're looking forward to getting down there to the Peach State to see all that. But speaking of ProFabrication, the ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So let's get to know Andrew Curlin a little bit. I understand before you joined us for the Performance Racing Network, you were on a podcast we might know?
Yeah, I was. I worked with the Dale Jr. Download over the at still my good friends at Dirty Mo Media, Door Bumper Clear as well. And yeah, I was the guy who, for most of the 2024 season had to go up against Dale Jr. and his opinions and challenge him. And I feel like I learned a lot from that experience. It was a great thing for me in my career. I've got lots of friends that still are at Dirty Mo. And I believe that work on that podcast and working with that team and group got me to this new opportunity at PRN. So, you know, I'm forever thankful for everyone over there.
We're fortunate to have him. Andrew Kerlin, PRN pit reporter for the Performance Racing Network. You'll hear him throughout the season, not just on Pit Road, but all throughout a number of things, including a new weekly daily show, Garage Pass, with you and another one.
Yes, me and David Styles, and it's every weekday and covering everything, all the news from the garage, feature pieces. It's fast, it's in your face, it's a sprint, but it's there to keep you informed and up to date on everything that's going on in the NASCAR world. So it's been a pleasure to work with David on this so far. And if you like a daily NASCAR show, something to sip your coffee with, this is it. It's Garage Pass.
Garage Pass, David Styles, and our guest, PRN pit reporter Andrew Kerlin, checking in on the profabrication.com hotline. So Echo Park Speedway, you told us about pit road coming down there. And I know, you know, we haven't done the Daytona 500. That's will be happening this weekend while this show is starting to populate radio stations and such. But the feel, the vibe going into this weekend there at Atlanta, Echo Park Speedway, what gives you some sense that one or two drivers might be ones to watch, even if it's not for the win, but somebody to maybe jump forward and improve?
I really like the RFK cars. They're the type of team that can band together and really work well at a super speedway style track like Echo Park Speedway. Brad Keselowski came really close to winning this race last year. I like Ryan Preece and his aggression and his style of I'm either going to win this race or end up on my roof.
Andrew, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster and yeah, I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
World of Outlaws World Finals coming up November 5th through the 7th at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, big block modified racer, winner, and now social media guy, Colton Walters. Hey, Colton, welcome to the show. Let's start out with a little bit of racing background. Are you the first in your family? Where does that all line up?
Thanks, Lenny. I'm the third generation in my family. My grandfather and my dad both raced, and my grandfather started racing in the late 1950s, and up until a couple years ago, he still raced. My dad still puts the helmet on from time to time, and here we are.
Grandpa racing back in the 50s. Colton Walters, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What do you look at when you look at some of those old pictures or hear stories that is kind of unique and amazing that doesn't happen nowadays that he had to go through to be able to help lift the sport to where we all have it now?
A lot of that is, you know, you look at them old race cars, especially, and it wasn't guys that just went out and bought their stuff. They had to build everything, and they had to go to junkyards and scrounge up parts and stuff like that.
Wow, an old school way of grassroots racing. But I would bet Colton Walters, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, has had to build and tweak his own things many times. But you got your first win in a big block modified last season at Tri-City Speedway in Franklin, Pennsylvania. When you pull up in victory lane there, I've got to imagine that there's a lot of emotions and such happening, not only from you, but from people that are like climbing on the car while you're even trying to get there. What were those moments like, and how did it feel compared to the dream that you had thought it would feel like?
Some days I still think it's a dream. It was surreal because you work so hard to get to that place and put in all the hours and the time, and you do it with your family and your friends, and the overwhelming joy of it was absolutely spectacular. I it's hard to put into words.
Wow. Colton Walters getting his first big block modified win last season at Franklin, Pennsylvania's Tri-City Speedway, a hotbed last year for a lot of great things. Can't wait to see what's going to be happening there. But I understand travels are going to move the Walters Racing around. Where will you go in 2026?
So in 2026, we're going to probably call Lernerville home on Friday nights and race a little bit with the BRP modified tour in our area and try to hit a couple super dirt car races, hopefully.
Oh my, that is going to be quite a season of big block modified racing. Lernerville, just outside of Butler, PA, where WBUT is broadcasting our show as we speak, and appreciate all that they do at WBUT for PRN and PRN at the track. You'll be able to check out our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline in nearby Lernerville Speedway, Colton Walters, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Now, social media has gotten to be a thing where some racers get it, some don't, and some really get it and take off with it. And Colton Walters, I think you're one of those guys that has taken off with it. How did you make the change? Like, over the winter, all of a sudden, Colton Walters is, a social media, phenomenon. What's the sauce to all of that? What's the recipe?
I owe a lot of that to my girlfriend, Sarah. She puts in a lot of time with that. We both do. We came up with an idea. It's kind of, I want to call it kind of an old school idea that we kind of brought back to life in the early 2000s. A lot of guys had, it was right when guys thought it was cool to have your own website, and they used to put out newsletters weekly. Well, we kind of revitalized that idea and brought it to life. So each week we make a newsletter up about what's going on, not only in the race car shop, but our lives and what we're doing.
Yeah, a racing newsletter, social media style, and it's really something you need to check out. How about some trivia, some old time photos? Is any of that out there?
Each week in the newsletter, we like to put out an old racing photo. A couple weeks ago is a picture of my dad and I in Victory Lane at Lernerville in 1998.
We're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with our guest Colton Walters about social media and the things he and his girlfriend are doing to grow the reach for himself and his sponsors. And sponsorship is a lot of folks think that there's always just big checks and such. But what can sponsors do that helps a team that isn't always just about writing a check or giving you something that, you know, you will help the car. What are some of the things you've experienced?
Like, especially with the newsletter, Tubbatow's being a great example. Marsha from Tubbatow's allowing us to the freedom to be able to do that. And all our other sponsors, I'm a snowmobiler in the wintertime. I have a Moody Sales and Service on my race car. So there's things like that that are really fun to do and work well with each other. And
That's an awesome way to be able to continue to highlight a sponsor, especially if they're a snowmobile sponsor and it's the winter. That's a great way to do things in the off season for all those racing or thinking of racing, keeping up social media. Well, Colton Walters, you know, you've got us all lathered up. We want to find you out there on the internet as we're chatting with you on the ProFab Hotline. Where can folks go find you on the internet to see all of this social media?
So you can find me on Facebook at Colton Walters Racing. Also on Instagram, it is C18 Walters, and I am also on X.
There you go. Find Colton Walters, and you will enjoy the ride keeping up with one of the really neat-looking social medias from Grassroots Racing. Colton, thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Lucas Oil Series presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton. Hey, Ben, welcome to the show. And, you know, Hunt Brothers getting you hungry, but I know you're hungry for the race season in front of us. Dustin, Jared, and you, such a team up there, a couple of young guys, and the veteran James Essex. What's it like for you two to sit there and just the amount of knowledge James has and to be with one of the greats?
Man, you said it right there. You know, in my book, when it comes to dirt late model announcing, he's not one of the greats. He is the great. He's the greatest of all time. He's our GOAT, and he's an encyclopedia. And man, there's never a dull moment with him. And I think what I love most about James is not only is he a true student of the sport, he lives, breathes everything about the sport is James Essex. And you know, we don't have many like him. And every single event we get to do, I learn something, I become better, and I'm just thankful to call him a friend and somebody that I get to work with.
Well, and I feel the same about the guy on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Lucas Oil Series, presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton. You can't imagine, you got to get a Flow Racing subscription to hear the James Essex, Dustin Jarrett, Ben Shelton trio up there as they go on. But I can't imagine that Essex, though, feels the same way about music that you do. You're pretty well known for some of the great bands that you like to go and see and such. Do you ever, you know, try to hip him on to some of that stuff? And he's like, no, not me.
No, not really his gym, man. We do talk a lot of college sports. He loves his Indiana Hoosiers, and he's very proud. He's very proud of their national championship. But no, I think at the music point that I think there's a lot of things that James and I relate to each other on. I don't think that's one of them, and I think that's just fine with me.
Yeah, I can't see him, you know, going to Ghost or any of those others, but Ben Shelton does, and he does a great job. Lucas Oil Series presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I never really here to talk about the Lucas Series and what will be going on this year. Devin Moran, Ricky Thornton Jr., Davenport, O'Neill Shepherd, the top five last year, but now full season points returns. How will this be different?
Well, it's going to be different because, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is obviously the points chase. It changes up. You know, the past few years we've actually had the Big River Steel Chase for the championship presented by ARP, where the points got reset for the, you know, the final over the past few years, different amount of races. This year though, no reset of the points. There's going to be some bonuses by the time we get to the championship chase. But hey, you know what? If you kick butt all season, guess what? You're going to be the champion at the end of the year. And I think for Ricky Thornton Jr., that's something he loves to hear. I think he'd be a three-time champion in a row now if the points had been left, you know, just to accumulate as they may as the year goes. But that's big news. This year, you know, obviously, Jonathan Davenport, he's going to a true outlaw schedule, if you will. He's picking and choosing. His intent is not to go after the Lucas Oil title. In fact, not scheduled to even be at All-Tech next week. Now, would I be surprised if we pull into All-Tech race in the 49s in the pit area? No, not at all. But yeah, you know, I respect what JD's doing. So, you know, we come back this year, we'll see if Devin Moran can pick up where he left off, and we'll see what the points going back to a more of a classic structure, how that impacts who the champion is.
We're chatting with the Lucas Oil Series presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, you know, Devin's got himself a handful of drivers that are really doing hot. Brandon Overton, you know, picking up some wins already in Florida. But it looks like there's going to be a squirrel in the bunch this year. What's that about?
Yeah, Brian Shirley, you know, he ran with the World of Outlaws the past few years, and he's making the move over to the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series this year. But, man, he's, you know, it hasn't been as bad last as it was last year. We not only had engine failures, but, you know, he was in a ball of flames up there at Needmore Speedway. But it's still been tough for Brian Shirley. Two blown motors here to start the year, and he actually vacated Volusia Speedway Park last night to get ready for All-Tech Raceway next week to regroup. And, yeah, we're excited to have Brian Shirley on tour, but, man, he just cannot catch any speed week's luck.
I know there's a lot of Pennsylvania fans that come out to races all across the country and such. How about this driver, Corey Lawler, that is from Hanover? Is his fate going to turn this year? Does the points calculation change, maybe give him an opportunity or somebody else a better opportunity?
You know, I think Corey, he and his dad, Poncho, they're a true old school operation. A lot of events, it's just those two. They drive to the track, they work on the car, they clean it, they load it up, and they go to the next track. I think Corey, really, I think if they can get a top 10 in points this year, they're going to be very thankful for that. I think that's kind of where they're at. You know, they're a team that continues to know that, you know, that they don't have quite the funding everybody else does, but man, they work really hard. And again, a top 10 in points will be big for them. I look at like a Hudson O'Neill, Huddy, you know, former series champion. He ended the year really strong. I think consistency is in his corner. He'll be one to watch. And then I think you're going to see, maybe not necessarily a championship, but I think Rocket One Racing with Brandon Shepherd, I think they'll improve over last year. They were fifth in the standings. You know, it's such a talent-laden field, but you got to think with the way it looks right now that the guys to beat are, you know, are Ricky Thornton Jr. and Devin Moran.
Ricky Thornton Jr., Devin Moran, a pretty good pair there. joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Lucas Oil Series presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton, chatting about all things of the series. The intensity of Ricky Thornton Jr. always there. And now Kyle Bronson a bit in the mix to stir the drink. Do you see some really, exciting battles between some of those types?
Man, I do. You know, they're guys, you know, Kyle Bronson, he hasn't had as much speed to start the year as he would like, but he's an exciting guy to get back out on the Lucas Oil Tour. He was a regular for there for a few years and did the Outlaws the past couple of years. And to see him making his way back, you know, and then you look at, you talked about Brandon Overton being reinvigorated this year. He's off to a really, really fast start to the year. And then you never know. I mean, you know, next weekend, of course, it's unfortunate that Lucas Oil and the Outlaws have to go head to head so early in the year, but you never know when there might be a surprise guy pull into Alltech and decide to, you know, give it a shot for the Lucas Oil season series to start the year and see where it goes from there. You know, you talked about Pennsylvania, Max Blair back on tour this year. Max, he had a top five to start the week here at Volusia last night. Just a lot of talented drivers. I think there's a lot of guys that, you know, can make their way to victory lane. You know, I think the championship contenders are known, but I think what we don't know is just how many guys could pick up at least one big check this year.
Where can we follow you and the Lucas Oil series presented by Flow Racing on social media to be able to keep up with the updates and find our way to great races all across the country?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Flow Racing is always, dirt on dirt for the late model specific stuff. But, you know, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series channels are across all major social media channels. Make sure to keep up with them. They're going to continue to build on what they've got. You know, we're very excited to have the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series as a company that's now owned by Flow Racing. And, you know, all their staff came over with them, and Rick and Ashley Schwally, and, you know, Jacob Nord, Jeremy Shields, and the entire gang. And as we talked about, of course, the GOAT, James Essex, on the call. We brought all of them over and really excited to build this year and just continue to build on it for future years.
Lucas Oil Series presented by Flow Racing announcer Ben Shelton. Excited to have you on with us. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
As pace car at the night touch. So for us, it's really the coming together of a 360-degree approach.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Samaritan's Purse Disaster Relief responds to natural disasters.
We go into communities and we bring in volunteers to help people get back on their feet again.
The volunteers are so friendly.
Every one of them is overly excited. They're just so glad to be here and just tripping over the cell trying to do good for everybody.
It takes people, and we want you to be a part of this. Go to our website, samaritanspurse.org, sign up and be a volunteer. Please be a part of it. God bless.
I wish I had another drink, I wouldn't be so hot to sing. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight. You must have had another date. I didn't need this extra way to wish.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Wow, it's finally Daytona 500 time. Racing's been going on in Florida. They've got a little bit more than on and up and all across the country. Keep up with PRN at the track on our social media, presented by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.